Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Hong Yuan Mei from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computation and Language category of March 27, 2023. Do you know that rats multiply so quickly that in 18 months, two rats could have over a million descendants? Today we have selected 6 papers out of 23 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Philip S. Yu, Professor of Computer Science, University of Illinois at Chicago.
Paper title:
A Comprehensive Evaluation of ChatGPT's Zero-Shot Text-to-SQL Capability.
Authored by
Iwai Liu, Zuming Hu, Liji Wen, and Philip S. Yu.
Paper abstract:
This paper presents the first comprehensive analysis of ChatGPT's text-to-SQL ability. Given the recent emergence of large-scale conversational language model ChatGPT and its impressive capabilities in both conversational abilities and code generation, we sought to evaluate its text-to-SQL performance. We conducted experiments on 12 benchmark datasets with different languages, settings, or scenarios, and the results demonstrate that ChatGPT has strong text-to-SQL abilities. Although there is still a gap from the current state-of-the-art SOTA model performance, considering that the experiment was conducted in a zero-shot scenario, ChatGPT's performance is still impressive. Notably, in the Advaita RPL scenario, the zero-shot ChatGPT even outperforms the SOTA model that requires fine-tuning on the SPIDER dataset by 4.1%, demonstrating its potential for use in practical applications. To support further research in related fields, we have made the data generated by ChatGPT publicly available at github.com/thubpm/chatsql.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Christopher D. Manning, Professor of Computer Science and Linguistics, Stanford University, and Christopher Potts, Professor of Linguistics and, by courtesy, of Computer Science and Director of CSLI.
Paper title:
Recogs: How Incidental Details of a Logical Form Overshadow an Evaluation of Semantic Interpretation.
Authored by
Zhengxuan Wu, Christopher D. Manning, and Christopher Potts.
Paper abstract:
Compositional generalization benchmarks seek to assess whether models can accurately compute meanings for novel sentences, but operationalize this in terms of logical form, LF, prediction. This raises the concern that semantically irrelevant details of the chosen LFs could shape model performance. We argue that this concern is realized for the COGS benchmark, Kim and Linzen, 2020. COGS poses generalization splits that appear impossible for present-day models, which could be taken as an indictment of those models. However, we show that the negative results trace to incidental features of COGS LFs. Converting these LFs to semantically equivalent ones and factoring out capabilities unrelated to semantic interpretation, we find that even baseline models get traction. A recent variable-free translation of COGS LFs suggests similar conclusions, but we observe this format is not semantically equivalent. It is incapable of accurately representing some COGS meanings. These findings inform our proposal for ReCogs, a modified version of COGS that comes closer to assessing the target semantic capabilities while remaining very challenging. Overall, our results reaffirm the importance of compositional generalization and careful benchmark task design.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Dacheng Tao, the University of Sydney.
Paper title:
Error Analysis Prompting Enables Human-like Translation Evaluation in Large Language Models, a Case Study on ChatGPT.
Authored by
Ch Qingyu Lu, Baopu Qiu, Liang Ding, Liping Xie, and Da Cheng Tao.
Paper abstract.
Generative large language models, LLMs, for example, ChatGPT, have demonstrated remarkable proficiency across several NLP tasks such as machine translation, question answering, text summarization, and natural language understanding. Recent research has shown that utilizing ChatGPT for assessing the quality of machine translation, MOUT, achieves state-of-the-art performance at the system level but performs poorly at the segment level. To further improve the performance of LLMs on MOUT quality assessment, we conducted an investigation into several prompting methods. Our results indicate that by combining chain of thoughts and error analysis, a new prompting method called backslash text error analysis prompting, LLMs like ChatGPT can backslash text to generate human-like MOUT evaluations at both the system and segment level. Additionally, we discovered some limitations of ChatGPT as a MOUT evaluator, such as unstable scoring and biases when provided with multiple translations in a single query. Our findings aim to provide a preliminary experience for appropriately evaluating translation quality on ChatGPT while offering a variety of tricks in designing prompts for in-context learning. We anticipate that this report will shed new light on advancing the field of translation evaluation with LLMs by enhancing both the accuracy and reliability of metrics. The project can be found in URL github.com/coldmisslu/error-analysis_prompt.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Li Shen, Professor of Informatics, University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine, and Da Cheng Tao, the University of Sydney.
Paper title:
Towards Making the Most of ChatGPT for Machine Translation.
Authored by
Kaqin Peng, Liang Ding, Qiwang Zhang, Li Shen, Zuobo Lu, Min Zhang, Yuan Chino Yang, and Da Cheng Tao.
Paper abstract.
ChatGPT shows remarkable capabilities for machine translation, MOUT. Several prior studies have shown that it achieves comparable results to commercial systems for high-resource languages, but lags behind in complex tasks, e.g., low-resource and distant language pairs translation. However, they usually adopt simple prompts which cannot fully elicit the capability of ChatGPT. In this report, we aim to further mine ChatGPT's translation ability by revisiting several aspects: temperature, task information, and domain information, and correspondingly propose two simple but effective prompts: task-specific prompts, TSP, and domain-specific prompts, DSP. We show that 1. The performance of ChatGPT depends largely on temperature, and a lower temperature usually can achieve better performance. 2. Emphasizing the task information further improves ChatGPT's performance, particularly in complex MOUT tasks. 3. Introducing domain information can elicit ChatGPT's generalization ability and improve its performance in the specific domain. 4. ChatGPT tends to generate hallucinations for non-English-centric MOUT tasks, which can be partially addressed by our proposed prompts but still need to be highlighted for the MOUT/NLP community. We also explore the effects of advanced in-context learning strategies and find a negative but interesting observation: the powerful chain of thought prompt leads to word-by-word translation behavior, thus bringing significant translation degradation.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Noah A. Smith, University of Washington, Allen Institute for Artificial Intelligence, and Luke Zettelmoyer, University of Washington, Facebook.
Paper title:
Scaling Expert Language Models with Unsupervised Domain Discovery.
Authored by
Sachin Guru Rangan, Margaret Lee, Mike Lewis, Vaiya Shi, Tim Althoff, Noah A. Smith, and Luke Zettelmoyer.
Paper abstract.
Large language models are typically trained densely. All parameters are updated with respect to all inputs. This requires synchronization of billions of parameters across thousands of GPUs. We introduce a simple but effective method to asynchronously train large, sparse language models on arbitrary text corpora. Our method clusters a corpus into sets of related documents, trains a separate expert language model on each cluster, and combines them in a sparse ensemble for inference. This approach generalizes embarrassingly parallel training by automatically discovering the domains for each expert, and eliminates nearly all the communication overhead of existing sparse language models. Our technique outperforms dense baselines on multiple corpora and few-shot tasks, and our analysis shows that specializing experts to meaningful clusters is key to these gains. Performance also improves with the number of experts and size of training data, suggesting this is a highly efficient and accessible approach to training large language models.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Hugo J.W.L. Ertz, Director, Associate Professor at Harvard DFCI.
Paper title:
Natural Language Processing to Automatically Extract the Presence and Severity of Esophagitis in Notes of Patients Undergoing Radiotherapy.
Authored by
Sean Chen, Marco Guevara, Nicholas Ramirez, Arpai Murray, Jeremy L. Warner, Hugo J. W. L. Ertz, Timothy A. Miller, Gergana K. Savova, Raymond H. Mock, and Danielle S. Bitterman.
Paper abstract:
Radiotherapy, RT, toxicities can impair survival and quality of life, yet remain understudied. Real-world evidence holds potential to improve our understanding of toxicities, but toxicity information is often only in clinical notes. We developed natural language processing, NLP, models to identify the presence and severity of esophagitis from notes of patients treated with thoracic RT. We fine-tuned statistical and pre-trained BERT-based models for three esophagitis classification tasks: Task 1, presence of esophagitis; Task 2, severe esophagitis or not; and Task 3, no esophagitis versus grade 1 versus grade 2 to 3. Transferability was tested on 345 notes from patients with esophageal cancer undergoing RT. Fine-tuning PubMed BERT yielded the best performance. The best macro F1 was 0.92, 0.82, and 0.74 for task 1, 2, and 3, respectively. Selecting the most informative note sections during fine-tuning improved macro F1 by over 2% for all tasks. Silver-labeled data improved the macro F1 by over 3% across all tasks. For the esophageal cancer notes, the best macro F1 was 0.73, 0.74, and 0.65 for task 1, 2, and 3, respectively, without additional fine-tuning. To our knowledge, this is the first effort to automatically extract esophagitis toxicity severity according to key guidelines from clinic notes. The promising performance provides proof of concept for NLP-based automated detailed toxicity monitoring in expanded domains.
Isn't that cool?